Welcome to Ghostbusters, the radio show that talks about strange things in the neighborhood and weird stuff that don't look good. Talk about stuff that's messing with your head and crazy stuff that's happening in the bed. Why? Because many church folks have fallen into darkness, and the Bible calls us to walk as children of light. The Bible says, see then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Welcome, 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 ladies and gentlemen, to Ghostbusters, the radio show that talks about strange things in the neighborhood and weird stuff that don't look good. All this week, ladies and gentlemen, we've been looking at the topic, the Bible and the gay agenda, the Bible and the gay agenda, and we've been listening to a former homosexual who was in that lifestyle, the gay lifestyle, done came out of it, and now he's pastoring, and he's preaching about, trying to alert the church on really what's happening in the gay community, because when you look at television today, you see Ella, you know, she's gay. You look at CNN and you see those newscasts over there, those guys, those newsmans, anchormans, they gay. And they just look like they happy and pretty. They done cleaned it up. See, back in the day, they used to show images of people drying up like a prune, dying in hospitals and stuff. Folks done lost and went from 200 pounds to 78 pounds, and they dying, you know, from AIDS and things like that. They don't show those pictures no more. They show you Ella now. They show you Ella, because, you know, Ella is gay, and they show how she happy, and she's always giving people toys and always giving them presents on her shows and stuff. She's always doing good, helping the community whenever there's a disaster or anything. Ella, she always do good stuff. You hear Oprah, she got her gay friends and they happy. And it's just all over the television. They have these gay shows and things like that. But they don't really show you. You know, it's just like these beer commercials. They show you how the people are happy and they drinking the beer and they having a good party and stuff. But they don't show you what happened after the party's over with. They don't show you how many people are getting killed out there on the road from drunk driving and things like that. They don't show you all of that, how people are getting paralyzed from drunk driving and stuff. They don't show you how people are getting their head chopped off from drunk driving. They don't show you all that. Same thing. They don't show you all of that, the bad stuff that's happening that's associated with gays and stuff like that. Most of the time when there's a murder that done took place and people done got cut all up and stuff, a lot of times police chiefs would tell you that's a gay person that killed that person. That's a relationship that done went bad, and that person cut them up. Yeah, police departments and stuff, they used to keep a file, a book. They used to keep a lit red book and stuff. Like out in L.A., they used to keep a lit red book on domestic violence, particularly from the gay aspect. How gay people would just kill people, brutally murder them and stuff. Yeah, I used to hear that when I was a little boy. Most gay people, when they get involved and they break up, it's hard to break up with them, because they'll kill you before they let you break up with them. And ladies and gentlemen, a lot of that is true. That's true. ladies and gentlemen. But you don't hear about that. You don't. They don't. As a matter of fact, a lot of the gay organization, they'll come after you. They'll come after you if you start putting that kind of news out like that. So, but we here right on Ghostbuster. I'm gonna tell the truth. I don't care who come after me, cause I don't want God to come after me. Cause the scripture says, "Don't fear man who's able to just destroy the body." It says we need to fear him who's able to destroy both body and soul. So, but get close to your radio and listen as Pastor Joe teaches.
Go to Genesis chapter 18. We can only look at a few verses in Genesis 18 and 19 because it's actually, you know, almost two chapters long, and we want to talk about other scriptures as well. But I want to at least get the gist of what was going on in Sodom and Gomorrah. And we read in Genesis chapter 18, verse 20, it says, "And the Lord said, the outcry of Sodom and Gomorrah is indeed great, and their sin is exceedingly grave." See, the outcry to God was great, and their sin was exceedingly, that's just like, you know, overflowingly grave, perverse, wicked. And the Lord was going to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah, and he did. And it says in verse 23, Abraham came near and said, "Will you indeed sweep away the righteous with the wicked?" Lord, you know, are you going to sweep away the righteous with the wicked? By the way, keep in mind, where does Abraham's concern for the righteous being swept away come from? God. God made Abraham in his image. Well, if you ever wonder, is God going to be fair? Keep in mind, any kind of inclination that you have that's right about fairness came from him. He's the one that gave it to you. You ever think about that? You can never judge God against what's right, because any concept you have that's right, that's actually accurate, comes from him. Think about that. Okay? I mean, he made you, right? You don't somehow become more right than God. Our problem is that what we consider right has become so twisted because we have these fallen, sinful natures that have debauched our whole understanding of the difference between right and wrong to a degree. But if we just look at things scientifically, if we look at human anatomy, if we look at disease, if we look at what's healthy, if we look at what's best for a child growing up, it's a mother and a father that seek to stay together and love their children and have sexual boundaries in their marriage and don't touch their children anyway sexually and encourage their children to follow their example, to be married, whether it's a male or female, to a husband or a wife, if they're to even be married, because God's given some of us the gift of singleness. And I've told you before, the Bible teaches that sexuality is created by God. He's the one that invented it. He's the one that knows how it works more than anyone, right? And he's put boundaries around it to protect it. When there's a sign that says, you know, to slow down around this hairpin turn on this canyon, if you tear the sign down and tear the guardrail down and ignore it, you can call that freedom all you want, but I'm calling that your funeral that's coming up pretty soon. You're destroying yourself and others. And by taking the boundaries that God has lovingly put around marriage, you bring destruction. I like to use the illustration of a fireplace. You know, I have a fireplace at home, and when it's really cold out and you start the fire, it's beautiful. And a fire could be so warm and beautiful and even romantic. But you start taking the boundaries of that fire away, and you start allowing the fire to creep in to your living room, your dining room, your kitchen, your bedrooms, you burn down the house. It's no longer just warm and beautiful and romantic. It becomes something very destructive. And when you take the boundaries that God has set around marriage out, it might seem fun as you watch the flames climb a little bit, but before you know it, you get burned. And that's what the Bible says in the book of Proverbs, that those who embrace sexual sin end up burning themselves. And the Bible says that the marriage bed in Hebrews 13 is undefiled. That's the boundary, the marriage bed for sexuality between a man and a woman. But it goes on to say in that same chapter that, but adulterers and fornicators, God will judge. He'll judge. He's the creator. He's the one that should be able to judge. Who are we to say what's right and wrong when we're created by an infinite God who says, my ways are higher than your ways, and my thoughts are higher than your thoughts, as high as the heavens are from the earth? And who are we with our little pea brains to tell God how it should be? What we need to do is bow and recognize that he is God and worship him and give him the glory that he is due. and say, God, who am I to be arrogant and proud to say that this is the way it should be? We know nothing compared to what God knows. And he's the one that does know what is best. But, man, we've come a long way from Father's Know Best and Father Knows Best and Leave It to Beaver, huh? Now poor Beaver comes home. He's been adopted. And he comes home to two sexually excited men that have adopted him. And you know what? It's heartbreaking because a great percentage of those that are homosexuals, when they're interviewed, a huge percentage, I've seen the statistics, we've shared them with you before, huge percentage have been molested by an uncle or by a stepdad or by a school teacher or by a baseball or football coach or something like that. It's through the roof, guys. And it was a learned behavior for so many of them. They were molested and then they were victimized and then now they're victimizing others in so many cases. Many, many of the prisons are filled with people who were heterosexual, had no homosexual tendencies at all, and all of a sudden they go into prison and now they come out of prison claiming that they're homosexual. Don't tell me it's not a learned behavior or the environment doesn't affect people's sexuality. Now, it's true, some young people you can say, hey, when I was young, I was already having sexual thoughts and sexual fantasies about the same sex, even when I was a kid. I'm not saying you're lying, because you know what? The Bible says that we all face temptation. The Bible says that we're all born in sin, the Bible says. Every one of us. And the Bible says we all have inclinations and that are evil, and that the natural man can, cannot submit himself, Romans 8, to the law of God, but that as human beings who have turned from God and inherited fallen natures, the Bible says that we as humans are hostile to the law of God. So guess what? We're born in sin. That doesn't mean that you're born a bank robber. That just means that you're born with an inclination that's open to suggestions from Satan and that your flesh has proclivities toward evil. You cannot confuse, and this is what many people that have been lied to by the media are confusing. You cannot confuse temptation to do evil with who you were meant to be and who God intended you to be as a human being and who God wants you to be. Pedophiles will say, well, I've had thoughts about little kids since I was young and I was born a pedophile. No, you weren't. You were born a sinner. There's wicked thoughts that entered in your mind. Now you're trying to confuse that with an orientation. But if we're going to talk about God and how he created us and what he desires for us, it's very clear he made us male and female to have marriages and to produce children and to have sexual relations within the confines of that marriage. And within those confines, two heterosexual male and females getting together, not having sex with anybody outside of those marriages will not end up getting all these sexually transmitted diseases, will they? Well, who are they going to get them from? You see, it's God's way of protecting us. How the Lord says if we don't obey his words, we will get the diseases of the other nations if we don't obey his words on sexuality and otherwise. So it's so important that we understand what the scriptures have to say about this. And what's sad is as God warned, he warned, the people in times past to live for him. And the people in Sodom and Gomorrah knew. They knew what was right and wrong originally, because in Romans 1 it gives us a commentary on early man. And in Romans 1 Paul says, even though they knew God, they did not seek to retain the knowledge of God. Even though the evidence of who he is and his divine attributes, his divine nature is seen to the complexity of nature, Paul says, they were darkened in their minds. And they rejected the truth and bought into a lie, Paul says. And they were given over to sexual sin like homosexuality that happened with the Sodomites in Sodom and Gomorrah. And Paul goes on to say that the women abandoned their natural relations with men and went after other women. And men abandoned their natural relations with women and burned in their lust for one another. Men with men receiving in themselves the due penalty of their perversion. And it goes on to say that they received the penalty of death in themselves. And the homosexual community is a dying community. It's a community of death and disease and darkness and destruction. And we can put as many flowers and smiley faces and rainbows around it as we want to, but it's not going to change the sad reality, guys. We can change it from homosexuality to gay, which used to mean happy, and put a rainbow over it, but it doesn't change the tragedy that homosexuals, so many honest homosexuals will say, it's bondage, it's destruction. And the media is not telling people that your average homosexual relationship is one of many, and that male homosexuals have dozens and dozens and dozens and sometimes and often hundreds of different relationships with different men. It's incredible. And they won't tell you sometimes, you don't hear very often, you're not hearing about the new strain of MRSA, staph infection out there. Staph is very, 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 very prevalent out there, you know? I mean, I had a big, giant pimple or something on my head or spider bite or what, and I went in and I thought, man, and they looked at it, and thank God it wasn't staph. But when I was talking to the doctor, he said, we see several of these every day. And, I mean, over and over again every day. Now, staph is something anybody could get. Jeff Gentry had staph. I mean, you have staph on your body. Everybody has staph on their body. And if it gets in a cut, if your immune system is not right, you can become infected by it. But there's a new strain of MRSA staph. MRSA's heterosexual as well, but there's a new strain where now it's being found in Frisco, in Los Angeles, and in Boston. And it's getting into epidemic proportions among the homosexual community over in Frisco, and it's found among their genitals. They've never seen that with staph. Found among their genitals. It's a new sexually, even though they're not quantifying it as that yet, but it is a sexually transmitted disease. And guess what? In the San Francisco Chronicle, which I read on a midweek Bible study a few months ago, they said it started right here in San Francisco among the homosexual community. That's where this thing started. How many of you heard that in the regular news? You don't, because it's about whitewashing what's really going on. How many have heard any of these things on 60 Minutes, MSNBC, ABC, Fox? Maybe a couple of these things on Fox, but not most of these things we're talking about, and definitely not what I'm going to be sharing with you in a minute. And what's sad is if you look at chapter 19, look at what happened as they went to rescue Lot, and a couple angels in the form of men came into his house, and they looked like men, and guess what happened? They come to rescue Lot before God destroys Sodom and Gomorrah. And in verse 4 it says, before they lay down, the men of the city, the men of Sodom, surrounded the house. But guess what? Look what it says, both what? Young and what? Old. That tells me two different things. That tells me that Sodom and Gomorrah had been embracing Sodom had been embracing homosexuality for some time, at least. God was being patient with them. He was being patient with them. And they didn't turn, because there's old folks that have embraced it. But you also have these young guys, you know, probably teenagers and guys in their 20s that embraced homosexual as well, that had been indoctrinated by the older men to accept homosexuality. And when you see it's both young and old, that's really scary when you realize Jesus said it'll be like the days of Lot in the end times, and you realize that homosexual leaders are targeting our children. And Jesus said it'll be like that in the end times. And there's many, and many of the pedophiles out there and groups like NAMBLA, National Man-Boy Love Association, that are trying to totally eradicate the age of consent. So we can't say anything about our, 10-year-old boy, whether he can have relations with a man or not. And as perverse and sick as that is, that's where it's headed, to one degree or another. And hey, it's already, laws have been loosened in other countries already, and there is a strong lobby. And keep in mind, many of the homosexuals, men, are after our boys. You know what? There's evidence of that. I mean, homosexual tour guides show the homosexuals where you can find boys in different countries, where to go to where there's safe zones and you won't get busted as easily. Okay? I'm not making this stuff up. A homosexual dictionary for homosexuals. You know the word chicken hawk? A chicken hawk is a man, because a chicken hawk goes after small birds, right? Little chicks and stuff. A chicken hawk is a man who goes after little boys. Homosexual dictionary? The word chicken is used for little boy. The word chicken is used in that dictionary more than any other word in the entire dictionary. Repeated. You guys, I'm trying to let you know. We have a clue right here. God's revealed it to us in verse 4. The young and old. Let's be like the days of Lot, where this is going. And you are wise to teach your children righteousness and morality so they know steadfastly what's right now while you have the opportunity. Because there's going to come a time, very likely in my lifetime, where I'll be arrested giving a message like I'm giving right now. I'm giving it right now because I'm able to give it. In Canada, a man was just prosecuted because he wrote about what the Bible says about homosexuality. You see? And we're following Canada and Europe. Did you know that, right? The progressive so-called liberalism of Canada and Europe. Our nation is following in the wake. And we have nominees, who are both for, both McCain and both him and Obama are for same-sex unions. Although Barack Obama says that he's going to use, he goes way beyond McCain. He says that he's going to use his presidency as a bully pulpit to advocate homosexuality. And he wrote a 770-word address to the homosexual community for his website. And he's promised the homosexual community that, he said that he's done more than any other candidate for homosexuals and any other candidate in history, he said, as well. And he says that he will fight to overthrow or repeal the Defense of Marriage Act. The Defense of Marriage Act was an act that guaranteed states that if another state adopts homosexual marriages and two people leave your state and come back to that state, that you don't have to recognize that marriage because your state doesn't recognize homosexual marriages. Well, Barack Obama says that he will overthrow or repeal that. And by the way, that was signed into law by guess who? President Clinton. We're going way beyond President Clinton here, guys. Whew. Wow. He was voted the most liberal senator with his voting record, or determined to be the most liberal senator in the Senate. And he's beating McCain right now, by 5%. You guys, we need to wake up. And Christians, we're being marginalized, you know that. And by the way, what Christianity is being radically defined, because guess what? He claims to be a Christian. And he says, I don't base my views on homosexuality on some obscure passage. This is what he wrote in his book, and then later he said it in some obscure passage in the book of Romans. But on the teachings of Jesus Christ and the Sermon on the Mount. Well, first of all, there's no teaching by Jesus Christ, the Sermon on the Mount, that allows, warrants by any stretch of the imagination, homosexuality. In fact, Jesus talked about marriage in the Sermon on the Mount, chapter 5, in the context of a male and a female, one male and one female. And in Matthew 19, verses 1 through 9, a little bit later in the same book, Jesus confirmed again that's between a male and a female, and that was God's original intention. And by the way, when he says some obscure passage in the book of Romans, tell me how obscure this is. God says that the women left their natural use of the men, and women were with women. And men left the natural use of the women and burned in their lust for one another, men with men. Come on, let's be honest. Is that obscure, guys? I don't know of any clear passage in the Bible. I don't know of any clear sentences in all of history as to be addressing homosexuality. It's very clearly addressing it. It very clearly says it's wrong. It says they receive in their bodies due penalty of their perversions. It says God's given them the sentence of death because of it, because of the misuse of the body and sexuality. It's very clear. How could somebody in a right conscience and be honest, claim to be Christian, look at that passage and call it obscure? I can tell you why. Politicians do it all the time. And if a man will play fast and loose with the scripture, wow, what's he going to do with the Constitution? We're in horrific, heinous, hideous trouble as a nation. And I'm not endorsing any candidates to this church. I'm just saying this is what the Bible says. These are the facts. And this is really scary, guys. And we see that the Lord overthrew them. Young and old, it says, verse 4, all the people of every quarter, and they called to Lot and said to him, where are the men who came to you tonight? Bring them out to us that we may have relations with them. I think the NIV says that we may have sex with them. Well, the Hebrew word translated relations, there's the same Hebrew word used earlier in Genesis. When it talks about Adam and Eve having sexual relations, it said they knew each other. It's a Hebrew word that speaks in that context of sexual relations, and they bore a child. Same Hebrew word in the same book. And, well, look at verse 24. Then the Lord rained on Sodom and Gomorrah brimstone and fire from the Lord out of heaven. And he overthrew those cities, verse 25, and all the valley and all the inhabitants of the cities and what grew on the ground. Brothers and sisters, I mean, God is a holy God. He is the one who made the universe. He is the one that made us. He's the one that we'll stand before to give an account for our lives. He's the one that calls the shots. He's the one that determines what's right and wrong. I mean, he's the one that made the biggest galaxies, and he's the one who made the smallest cells and the DNA molecule and everything else. He is the one who we need to look to. Now,
All right, we're going to stop the tape right there today, but we'll pick right back up there tomorrow as we go a little bit further on the Bible and homosexuals. All right, thank you for joining us. Listen to us all day long, because we're in your corner right here on Ghostbusters.